When you go and see in India the dairies, the small dairy has a different set of the problems. Not the problems what you see in the commercial one. The small dairy, as problems are similar, but in India the things are really worst. And you can imagine why it is worst. Because there are no rules and regulations. The dairy person, the dairy in charge or whoever is the one has owns the dairy, doesn't have to follow any rules and regulations. So the adulterations and all other stuff is really worst when you look into the dairy one. And everything what they do, they give the calf, male calf there is no use except for reproduction. The usage for the reproduction. There is no other thing. They take the semen out of the calf, when they burn, they store it and they use that things for the artificial insemination. It's not like, these many bulls are there and doing it in the small dairy farms, which is in India. There are some people do a little better and they keep like one bull and whichever cows they wanted to take the to make her pregnant, that's what they do. They take to the bulls and make her pregnant and they do it. But I would say 70, 80, maybe 90% of the small dairies use artificial insemination process. And it is a very painful process. If you've seen the process, the way they do it, put your hand in the gloves and put it all the way in the cows. It's very hard to even describe. There are many YouTube videos, you will see those kind of things. But generally, we are so sensitive, we don't like to see it. Because the suffering and everything is so high that you don't feel like to see it. My wife would never watch it. He said, "That's you, and you just watch it. I don't want to see about it. I don't want to be about it." And plus, there is no rules and regulations. The way they treat the cows, it is kind of a mind-boggling to me. They inject the hormones. Inject means either through the mouth with the tablets or those many ways. Unbelievable the stuff they put it in, which is very detrimental to the cows. The cow's health, but they don't care. Since every cow is pregnant, so you can imagine it's 100% growth rate. If nobody's dying, what happens is the growth rate, and nobody can exist with 100% growth rate. Right? You got 10 cows today, the next year it becomes like 20. And let's say 5 of them are male, 15% at least next year becomes 15 cows, and then year after, it's again half of the female cows. And if you look at the population, it will be so high. Nothing, no industry beyond 3-4% growth rate. Can really exist, survive, because that kind of 100% growth rate kind of bites you. You cannot complete that. Recently, there was a Amul Dairy CEO had an interview, and he was just talking about it. In last 30 years, the milk production increased in last 30 years 4x, four times.
Four times.
Yeah. But the number of cows increased is only two times. So what they did, whatever the cows were there, they made it more efficient to milk to produce. If you have the milk production double and number of cows double, then you can see the same thing. But this is the Amul Dairy CEO say how efficient they are. This is how they brag about their efficiencies. And this is all at the cost of the at the cost of the cows, and how to tailored it, with the controlling diet and feeding the hormones, get the maximum yield and keeping continuous pregnancy, and then get rid of. After 2 or 3 pregnancy, they get rid of the cow, And naturally, what happens? Even in the Gujarat state, slaughter is illegal slaughterhouse too many in Gujarat, And I visited at least 3 to 4 of them, right in Ahmedabad. If you only check, you use it. All illegal slaughterhouses, because the place my brother lives, you know, where I said, right across is the this Jhupadpatti and Rabari guys and are there. And since he knows us, all right, so whenever I say, so where do you take these, you know, old cows and what do you do? So you really want to see it? Come on with me. So, you know, taking to Jamalpur area, if somebody is, you know, familiar with the, you know, Ahmedabad Jamalpur area, okay, and show us this, you know, the way they do it to make halal meat. It's, I don't know, any of you have heard about what is halal meat is, you know, for Muslims? No?
They do a killing, they say, with a prayer.
No, they say the prayer, but they have to drain the blood out while they are alive.
Yeah.
So they take a pointer, like, you know, kind of a fork, big pointer fork, and they punch it, so many things, and you can see the blood things were coming out, okay, the flowed out, and slowly and slowly the death occurs. So while they are doing it, okay, and this is what, and the way place my brother lives, like a Jain society, everybody, you know, gets the milk over there, and these guys, you know, taking, you know, these things, you know, to the illegal slaughterhouses, okay. He gets his money for whatever the things, no, he are selling for.
Mm.
Okay? So here, at least now, there are rules and regulations that you cannot, you can slaughter it, but you cannot make, you know, the cow suffer. I mean, with the less suffering, you slaughter it. Okay? Slaughter it is not a problem. Just slaughter it with the minimum suffering. I mean, also make sure your equipments are sharp and sharper than everything like that. Okay? Nothing in India. Okay? So sometimes, though, you see, by having the no slaughter of the provision, like Gujaratis, no, that one, what are we doing? We are not controlling any illegal slaughterhouse. And the Rabaris, they are not going to keep unproductive cow.
Okay.
No matter how hard we cry, when somebody is in the business, why would he feed when the cow is not producing enough milk? Okay. Because it cost money for them. So what he said, leave. Alright, just let it go outside. My sister lives in Palitana. My cousin lives, no more, Faini Chokri. She lives in Palitana. And near her house, there is an open field. And the whole Rabari is like a couple of blocks, maybe one block down. So these pregnant cows and everything, you know, wanders around there, okay, because there are open field, you know, try to eat whatever grass it grows and the weeds, you know, whatever they're growing. But in a month, at least 2 to 3 times what happens, the cow delivers the calf right there in that field. The Rabari's guys comes and, you know, and they sow it. And if they see it's a male calf, all right, they just leave the calf there, take the cow, and that's it, that guy dies, okay?
Okay.
In our holy city, Palitana, I'm telling you. Okay? And then she has to call city, if you have a dead calf sitting here, please come and pick it up. All right? So this is the kind of situation, so right in Palitana. So you're not talking, you know, any other place. Okay? So you can see how the dairy industries and the way we inflict all the violence to the cows in what we are doing, okay, you know, from cruelty point of view, you don't see that difference even between the meat and milk, because no, here you slaughter the cow instantaneously after 3 years. So in all beef industry, they raise the, you know, cows about 3 years and then they slaughter it. Okay, here, no, you take it 5 years, you really torture it for 5 years. And then you slaughter it. So, and plus the milk industry is supporting meat industry, because now you got all the milk, so the cost of the meat is low. If you don't have any milk production, then naturally, economically, if you look at the, you know, law of economics, okay, then all the cost will, you know, migrate only to the meat, and the meat will be a higher cost. Okay, so indirectly, we are really supporting the meat industry by consuming, you know, more milk and more this one. It doesn't take any genius, just simple mathematics. I mean, if you knew anything about, you know, economics and through some of these area. So I got in my presentation the statistics of how many cows are there and how many slaughters occurs, all kinds of the things, no, I can provide you, but the net of it,
yeah,
okay, what we are doing, no, with the dairy industry.